Hopefully, we can go through all the 12 chapters in these few days.
Switch to the Chinese language. We're having problems with the English channel, so if you can switch to Chinese, and then you'll be able to hear the English translation. The next question is for the Chinese. If you need Chinese translation, in the back we have a section set up now for Chinese translation. So we apologize for the inconvenience, but that's the situation.
Maybe I should speak in Chinese.
Oh Lord, in every language, we need your spirit. We need your working. We pray that you speak to us the words in the book of Isaiah and heal us. We give you the meeting this morning, Lord, and heal us and cleanse us all. And give us all a ear to hear what the Spirit is speaking to the churches. Thank you, Father. Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope that we all have a consciousness of what a wonderful doctor our Lord is, and that we all know that we're all fallen. We still have the flesh. And our soul is not yet fully renewed. We have to be transformed. And also come to maturity as well. That's why we still have the feasts of the Lord. For instance, the feast of the unleavened bread. By eating of this bread from heaven, then we're able to purge out all the leaven from our being by eating. And would someone claim that they no longer have any leaven in them? I would like to know who doesn't have any leaven in him. I believe we all have to confess, I have much leaven. We make so many mistakes, and we consider them as mistakes, but we never ask ourselves, why do we make such mistakes? If I always have an allergic reaction in me, there's something in my inner organs that is not quite right, right? And that's why we also have the Day of Atonement. What do people do on the Day of Atonement? To afflict your soul. What do you do? And what does it mean to afflict your soul? That means I'm still sick. Lord, heal my soul. And Peter said, the goal of our faith is what? It's the salvation of our soul. We still need so much healing today. Why do we always think about so many nonsensical things, vain thoughts in our mind? Why do we still long or desire for so many even sinful things? Why? Because we're sick. After the poison of the serpent came into us, we all have problems. But unfortunately, we have not realized that this is a sickness. Just as the brother said this morning, outwardly we are clean, if I'm made my hands dirty. For instance, how many times a day do you wash your hands? Very often. Wash your hands. We teach the children to wash your hands. That's simple. The outward washing is very simple. The washing of the water in the Word. Paul speaks about the healthy words, sound words. Perhaps they're not words that we like to hear. But they're healing words. Healthy words are not always very pleasant. So you say that people are criticizing you, then you get angry and it explodes and there comes out of your heart and the steam comes out of your nostrils or ears and out of and like an eruption of a volcano. We cannot bear healthy words. Just a little bit of correction, and people cannot sleep for 3 nights or even longer. Even sleeping pills won't help. And then they cry like children. That's how we are. What kind of a reaction is this? Dr. Steve Gullens, please tell me. You have to ask the Dr. Jesus Christ. He's not only the Lord, he is the Mr. Doctor. He is our physician. He will tell us, you are sick. That's how it is. Some illnesses are not as bad as others. It's really so. There are different kinds and types of sicknesses. Some are deadly. Really so. But praise the Lord. Through the book of Isaiah, we realize that the Lord is our physician. Don't just you have to learn to say, not just Lord forgive me, but Lord heal me, change me, treat me. Yes, the Lord must treat the root of the problem, not just treat the symptoms. A good doctor treats our sickness at its root. Recently, we have a sister whose brother was in the U.S. Seemingly, he just had a flu, he was coughing, and he went to the doctor. He says, oh, he had a cold, and he sent him home. Later, he came. He says, no, it's worse. I don't feel any better. I feel worse. And the doctor looked at him and said, no problem. It's just flu. And sent him home again. And shortly thereafter, he couldn't breathe. He got pneumonia. And he went to the hospital. But the doctor didn't want to treat him at all. He says, I don't want to treat you. Go home. I already told you. And to make it brief, in the end he couldn't breathe. And when the ambulance came, he died. Now, please go to the right doctor. This just happened about a month ago. We should lock such doctors up. Oh yes, we cannot put any pressure on the young people, and we cannot speak the truth so that otherwise they'll be offended. Oh, don't do this, otherwise they will run away from the church. Oh, don't speak the truth. Oh, don't do this. Yes. And in the end, they die and you have to bury them. What do we want to do? Right. Lord Jesus, we need the healing from the Lord. How often do you say to the Lord, Lord, change me, heal me? Why do I keep doing this? Why? And then we have to go to the Lord, to the doctor. If we don't go to the right doctor, but to the wrong doctors, false prophets who only speak nice words to you, but much more, we have to come to our Lord and say, Lord, heal me. Otherwise, in the end, comes death. Oh Lord, save us. We have to go on. We only have 12 meetings in total, and we have 12 chapters, so it should be one chapter per day. I'm sorry, it's one chapter per meeting. Now we come to see this doctor and see what his reaction is. God's reaction to the fallen condition of his people. You know, brothers and sisters, we all talk about our dear God. Not just God, our dear God. Our loving God, as if our God is so loving that he never gets angry. He accepts everything. He's very tolerant. God is love, love, and love, and more love. But the Bible also talks about the wrath of God. Do you not believe in that? I said several times already that the wrath of God is as great as his love. Don't wait till he gets angry. If he gets angry, that is not good. In Isaiah, concerning the wrath of God, it's not just once, it's not enough. His wrath continues. It goes on and on and on until the end. Everything is gone. Amen. Isaiah, what?
1:10-11.
Let's read Isaiah chapter 1, verses 10 to 11. Otherwise, you'll think these are my words. 10 to 15. Please read it slowly. The Germans always read too fast. If we read it through too quickly, then the Holy Spirit can catch up with you to write these words in your heart. He started writing the first sentence and you already are at the last sentence and you say amen and it's over. Please read slowly. so that we all get a deep impression of what the Lord wants to speak to us. Together in German. Hear the word of the Lord. You rulers of Sodom, give ear to the law of our God. You people of Gomorrah, to what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me, says the Lord? I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed cattle. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or goats. When you come to appear before me, who has required this from your hand, to trample my courts? Bring no more futile sacrifices. Incense is an abomination to me. The new moons, the Sabbaths, and the calling of assemblies. I cannot endure iniquity and the sacred meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feast, my soul hates. They are a trouble to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you may make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. If we're sick and we don't allow ourselves to be healed, eventually we come to a point where we are beyond healing. Just like how what the Lord said to the church in Thyatira, I'll leave you to lie on a sick bed. How should I say this? This is a very strong warning. This is the reaction of the Lord. For him, iniquity and sacred meetings are irreconcilable. God is a holy God. He's a glorious God. And in the end, he said, what should your meetings be? Who it is that you trample on my courts? We come to meetings, and God says, you come trample my outer courts. For what is all this? It's ridiculous for God. The meetings are ridiculous because God is not even there. Many come to meetings on Sunday morning. What for? People don't really know why they come. All these words. God first spoke to the princes. Why first to the princes? Because it always begins with the leading ones. Those who lead you, those among you who lead you, brought you into error. That's what the Lord says. So if we're like this in the eyes of God, no matter what we do for him, it would not be accepted. It will be rejected. These are strong words. Outwardly, we still do so much. It sounds like we're still doing so much for him, but eventually it's all for ourselves. Oh Lord Jesus. He says, what is the purpose of the multitude of your burnt offerings? You see, some people would say, we don't need the offerings anymore, because they want to twist the words. You see what you do, those kind of what offerings you do. God said here in the book of Isaiah, to what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me? So, you know, why the offerings? That means whoever said this is sick in the head. It's no longer healthy in the head. And they twist whatever God said. Right? We feel that we are justified. The Lord said, I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed cattle. Why? In the end, it says in verse 15, because your hands are full of blood. They shed the blood of the innocents. Unrighteous judgments. They're rebellious against God. Full of sin. Full of rebellion, etc. When you come to appear before me, God hides himself. God hides himself from us. We appear, but he does not appear. What's the purpose of our meetings if the Lord is not there? In the end, he even said, even your incense is an abomination to me. Your prayers, I do not hear. Even though we might pray so much. Look at the prayers of the Pharisees and the scribes. Does God hear their prayers? Don't be superstitious. Even your much prayer. Not that you did not pray. They prayed much, your much prayer. But he does not hear. Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear. Oh, holding meetings. Oh, Lord Jesus. In some places, I heard from the saints that in the prayer meetings, they could no longer pray in those meetings. Because the people make certain requirements for the laws for the prayer. Some just pray long prayers. You know, when I was a boy many, many years ago, I was afraid of prayers. You know why? Because the elders in those days, 60 years ago, prayed for 15 minutes. They had such long prayers. Can you imagine a prayer? 15. Some prayers lasted 5 minutes or I don't know how long. Do you think that God would like to hear such prayer? When most of the saints are already falling asleep. Your prayer should actually come directly to God. It's not just for the saints to hear. What is the use of a beautiful prayer? God is not going to grade your prayer. Oh, you got an A because it's formulated very well. It's said very nicely and you're even quoting verses. Blah, blah, blah. pray always in the Holy Spirit. This is what Jude said. Paul even said in Romans 8, we don't know how we should wait, but the Spirit helps us in our prayer because the Holy Spirit knows what the will of the Father is. What should my beautiful words be if the Lord does not hear them? Without the Spirit, God cannot do anything with it. That was God's reaction. We must know God. We need to know how God reacts. Have I not said to you, young people, make it brief, make short prayers. But you can pray several times. The danger is that when we make long prayers, we go from our spirit and then turn to our mind to think what we should be saying. Pray out of your heart. And be to the point. He who hears a prayer knows what the Holy Spirit, what the Spirit wants to say to him. We all have to practice in this way and learn it. Right? Sometimes if I pray for someone, I don't even know what I should say. Perhaps I only mention the name of that person. And if our condition is no longer proper before God, I don't mean that we're all perfect already, then we don't need to pray anymore. Just like Sodom and Gomorrah, that means the condition were beyond help. It's no longer to be, they belong beyond help and cannot be healed. If we compare them, if we're compared to Sodom and Gomorrah, then we need to dig our own graves. So that we would not become a burden to others. If the Lord would say to us, here, you princes, you rulers of Sodom, that's not a good news. And you people of Gomorrah, this is really tragic. God had enough of all these outward things that they were doing for him. He said, I've had enough. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me? I've had enough. You only come to trample my courts. Everything dirty, filthy. Bring no more futile sacrifices. Incense, a prayer, is an abomination to me. Everything that God requires of us, new moons, Sabbaths, and the godly meetings, he says, I cannot endure your sacred meetings. Even God had a limit for all these things. We think that God has, there's no limit to God, that his patience is without any limit. Oh Lord, brothers and sisters, more or less you have experienced some of this. Have you not experienced this? I believe so. You cannot hear? You cannot hear? Can you not hear anything? Is it out? It's out. With God, it goes, It's exactly the same. This is God's reaction. O Lord, if you stretch out your hands, you know, we have to pray with holy hands, right? When you spread out your hands, this is an attitude of prayer, when you hold out your hands. If we pray in this way, I always keep my hands behind me. That means I have, want to hide something. So I can ask my grandchildren, what do you think I have in my hands? When we come before Him, we have nothing to hide. It is really foolish to hide something from God, because He sees everything. And if we even pretend we're hypocritical, if we're hypocritical, outwardly we look so pious as if nothing had happened, we should not pretend to be something before God. This is even worse. You know, it's much worse than this sinner who played and he was beating his heart. He says, I am a sinner. He says, I will hide my eyes from you, although you praise, even though you make many prayers. It's better to repent before Him and confess our sins. This is much healthier. O Lord, then there's an insert here. In spite of it all, God is still merciful. So He still hopes that His people, especially the leading ones, would turn. Before judgment comes, God speaks about it. Let's read on this insert. Verses 16 to 20. Wash yourselves. Make yourselves clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Rebuke the oppressor. Defend the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Amen. That means the Lord still gives them a last chance and a warning. It is not so that God does not give us an opportunity to repent, but remember, God's patience with such things also come to an end. Don't think God would bear everything. But this insert here shows that in spite of it all, God still loves His people and wants to turn them. There's always an insert. You know, after this insert, God continues with verse 21. I mean, God has such a feeling that it's hard to describe. God showed what is in his heart, and he was groaning, really. God wanted that they would all turn, but they refused. And that's why we see also in the book of Hebrews, there were many inserts where over and over again God tried. He said, come, wash yourselves. Wash yourselves. Wash yourselves and make yourselves clean and put away the evil of your doings before my eyes. That means he sees everything. Sometimes we do something, we think that God does not see it. But God sees every single thing that we do. Every word that we say, even the vain, empty, useless words that we speak. Just like just whatever people say, all these recording devices that man created, they learn from God. All the words, all our thoughts that we go through our mind, what we, everything that we see, everything is recorded in us. Otherwise, God would have a big cloud up there where it's all stored up in the cloud. Everything is stored up there. Don't think that he does not see anything. Oh Lord. He's, put away the evil of your doing. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. I hope that there's still saints that would turn, but it's very difficult. You know, if we catch it in time, the doctor can still help us, but if we wait till the last moment, shortly before death, even the doctor cannot help us anymore. And the Lord said to them, learn doctrines and teachings? No. But learn to do good. Seek justice. Rebuke the oppressor. Defend the fatherless and plead for the widow. And come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Yes, that is the Lord's heart for his people. God's heart is such. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. That means the Lord could help us if we would want it. Isaiah also say that this, with him is much forgiveness, and he can also heal us. But if we refuse it, then he can't do anything. If you're willing and obedient, that's a question. To be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, if you continue like that, you shall be devoured by the sword. What God says would happen. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Then he continues to rebuke.
Offensichtlich haben sie
apparently they did not hear this insert. Otherwise, God would not have continued to speak in such a way. Again and again, God gives us a chance. In the past years, how many times did God give us a chance, but the people would not want to hear him, and their hearts became even more hardened? If the sickness is not healed, would it get better or worse? It would get worse. In the beginning, it's okay. It's still can be healed, but if you wait and wait and you're not willing to turn, then the sickness just worsens, and in the end it cannot be healed. Then the Lord continued to say in verse 21, how the faithful city has become a harlot. A faithful city, Jerusalem, that means Jerusalem was faithful once upon a time. Don't just think that if it was good previously, that it would be good forever. No, no. Earlier on, we were pure. Praise the Lord. We had much experience with the Spirit, with the Lord. And the speaking of the Lord was wonderful. And the saints were pure in their hearts, and they wanted to have more of the Lord. Because in those days we were still children, and children were more or less pure. That's why the Lord said to be like children. The older we get, the more complicated we become. Really? Many serious illnesses appear when we get older. If I was just like a kid, I was full of energy, and now I'm old. Soon I would need a cane. And many illnesses start appearing. Spiritually, it's exactly the same if we don't watch out. If we don't trust in the Lord and continue to go on with Him, just like what Isaiah said, He would renew our strength and we would mount up as wings like eagles. But praise the Lord, only in spirit, but not in your physical body. You can still fly with Lufthansa, of course. Otherwise, it would be difficult for me to swim across the ocean from California. How the faithful city has become a harlot. Many people say, yes, we are still the church. Who says so? Perhaps in the past, yes, but not now. Perhaps in those days, but not right now. May the Lord have merciful on us. May the Lord be merciful to us. Many people say, oh, the church, even though it's so sick. Even if it already became like Sodom and Gomorrah, and everything is permitted, and a lot of things come in, flesh and everything. In the end, we still say we are His church. This is not the case. Hear the word of the Lord. Not our judgment is right, but whatever God says, His judgment is right. His verdict is right, and it is good for us to hear His word. how the faithful city has become a harlot. The church becomes a spiritual harlot where everything comes in. Then we don't have relation. We're not just related to him, but we have relationship with everything, with fleshly things. My goodness. In the end, we see, like what we saw in Ezekiel. Ezekiel could not understand why God became so angry. And God took him by his hair and brought him back in his time machine back to Jerusalem and showed him the temple. What kind of idolatry all the people were doing in the temple. Or it was full of justice. It was, and righteousness lodged. This is all in past tense. It's all in the past. But now, before and after, what do you prefer, brother? The Lord has to open our eyes. You know, that's why when we speak concerning the church, we can only talk about the past. Before it was like that. Before, that's how it was. 40 years ago, it was wonderful. 30 years ago, it was still okay. And in those days, oh my goodness, we can only talk about the past. And today, do you think God lives in the past? His name is, he is the one who is, that means today, who was, and who is to come. Whatever was is not important to us anymore, but what is important to us is what's happening today. Whatever happened earlier, oh yes, it was okay, but that was. But what about today? And much worse is what's going to happen in the future. Your silver has become dross. What do you understand from this word dross? Impure. Actually, before we get the pure silver, it goes through fire, and then it becomes a pure silver. But the pure silver again became the dross, what became impure again. That means a lot of mixture came back in again. People reversed the process. Is this possible? God cleansed us. We were cleansed. We were pure. And after we became pure, all the impurities came back in. That's why God said, I brought forth children, brought up children. They should be good children, right? In the end, they became rebellious. Your good wine is mixed with water. Why do people do that? Don't you want good wine? Do you buy good wine and go home and mix it with water? The Germans are good wine drinkers, right? Right? We'll add some water, especially if they're guests come, then there will be more wine for the guests. Otherwise, there won't be enough for everybody. Nobody does that. Only deceivers would do that. They become murderers and deceivers. Because we don't have anything left. So we have to dilute whatever we have. That's why they became angry with the prophets, because the prophets brought everything to light. In the end, people say that in the end they chopped up a prophet. They killed him. And your princes are rebellious, verse 23. And companions of thieves, my goodness. They just want to make gain for themselves. You know, they're worldly thieves, but they're also spiritual thieves. And everyone loves bribes and follows after rewards. That's how it is. They want to be recognized. They want recognition, position to be revered, just like the Pharisees in those days. They do not defend the fatherless, nor does the cause of the widow come before them. Oh, Lord Jesus. This is the reaction. Hopefully we get finished with chapter 1. But the word speaks for itself. Verse 24. Therefore the Lord says, the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, I will rid myself of my adversaries and take vengeance on my enemies. We say we're still children of God, right? And I will turn my hand against you and thoroughly purge away your dross and take away all your alloy. And I will restore your judges as at the first. And your counselors, what's that? God never gave up his purpose. And it's not without some terrible judgment. Before he brings out his wrath, this judgment. Before he restores judges as at the first. Your counselors is at the beginning. It's not without some stripes and some anger and vengeance. And that's why we need to know. And God shows us that God does not want to give up with his plan. But the entire scripture in Isaiah emphasizes and shows that there's only a very small remnant would remain. It's not many. Not much. That's why the Lord needs to come back soon, otherwise there will be nobody left. It would become fewer and fewer. I never forgot one brother said, if it goes on like this, in the end, it will be like in the beginning. is in the beginning, God. That's all that's left. Like in Genesis, there'll be nobody left. Oh Lord, but praise the Lord. God is still going to make it. Like the verse we read. If God would not show his mercy to us, we would all die like Sodom and Gomorrah. But a very small remnant would remain. Oh Lord. So here, God shows us. And he warns us that we should remain faithful. I'm sorry, it's time. We just finished this in a couple of minutes. Amen. I will restore your judges as at the first, and your counselors as at the beginning. Afterward, you shall be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Zion shall be redeemed with justice. Not saved by grace. No more that. Not by God's choice. As in the beginning. But now it's through justice, through righteousness. And that we have to keep this word in our hearts. Zion shall be redeemed with justice. In the beginning, it's through grace and faith. But the end, it's through justice. And judgment. And her penitence. That means a remnant. With righteousness, not with mercy. The destruction of transgressors and of sinners shall be together. And those who forsake the Lord shall be consumed. This is how salvation would be at the end of this age. There will only remain a remnant. For they shall be ashamed of the terebinth trees. You know, those oak trees? The heathen nations on every place, they had an idol. They made a place of idol. And every big tree, nice hill, etc. And you shall be embarrassed because of the gardens which you have chosen. These are the places of worship that you have chosen. They did not choose the Lord. They forsook the way of the Lord. And you shall be a terebinth whose leaf fades, and its garden that has no water. In the end, everything is dried up. A garden without water is not a good thing. The strong shall be as tinder, and the work of it as a spark. Both will burn together, and no one shall quench them. Praise the Lord. That would be the way of the Lord. And this is a warning to us all. Praise the Lord. Blessed are we who hear this warning. It would happen exactly like this. Amen. Praise the Lord.